But Sewer Asquin spoke last and most distinctly.
Many other messels are addressing the topics you mentioned, Frau Lodegear. In the spirit of Madam Secretary's opening question, why should we have a separate plurality of worlds messel?
Well, you might simply ask the hierarchs who brought it into existence, Frau Lodegear answered a little disdainfully. But if you want my answer as a Prokian, why, it is quite straightforward. The arrival of the geometers is a perfect laboratory experiment, as it were, to demonstrate and to explore the philosophy of Saint Proke. Put simply, that language, communication, indeed thought itself, are the manipulation of symbols to which meaning are assigned by culture, and only by culture. I only hope that they haven't watched so many of our spieles, that their minds have been contaminated, and the experiment ruined.
And this relates to our theme, how?
Sewer Asquin prodded him.
She knows perfectly well,
Sewer Triss assured us.
She's just making sure it all gets spelled out for Ignatha Forrell.
Plurality of worlds means a plurality of world cultures, cultures hermetically sealed off from one another until now, hence for the time being, unable to communicate.
According to Prokians,
someone put in.
I didn't recognize the oddly accented voice, so I thought it might be the Matterite.
The purpose of this missile, accordingly, is to develop and, I would hope, implement a strategy for the secular power, assisted by the avowed, to break down the plurality, which is the same thing as developing a shared language. We shall put ourselves out of business by making the plurality of worlds into one world.
He hates this missile, I translated. So he's trying to talk Ignatha Forrell into turning it into something else, which would just happen to be a power base for the Prokians.
Sewer Carvel really hated it when we talked over the Doines, but she was going to have to get used to it. We were all standing around, distributing the greens among half a dozen salad plates. Only six, because Matterites, apparently, didn't eat salad. While making dinner, some of us servitors had had a good argument as to why a Matterite had been invited. One theory was simply that, because the secular power was religious, they wanted some deolaters in on the discussion. The Matterites were going to have Convok's clout way out of proportion to their significance in the Mathic world, this argument went, because the Panchendrums felt more comfortable with them. The other theory was more in line with the notion, just voiced by Ignatha Forrell, that this messel was a dumping ground. Clanking sounds over the speaker told us that those servitors who were still in the messelin were collecting the soup bowls. This led to a break in the dialogue, but we could hear an elderly woman's voice speaking up in a more informal mood as the servitors worked.
I believe I can put your fears to rest, Frau Lodegear.
Why, that's good of you, Grand Sir Moira, but I don't remember voicing any fears, said Frau Lodegear, trying and failing to sound jovial. Moira was Carval's doine, so, out of respect for Carval, we actually did shut up for a moment. Moira returned.
I believe you did express concern that the geometers had contaminated their own culture by watching too many of our spieles.
Of course you are right. That's what I get for contradicting a Lorite, Frau Lodegear said. The door opened, and in came Barb with seven bowls stacked on his arms.
I think you ought to change my designation, said Moira delicately, after considering this for a moment.
And now call me a Metalorite, or in honor of this occasion, a Plurality of Worlds Lorite.
This got a murmur out of everyone, in the messelin and in the kitchen. Sewer Carvel had drifted over to the speaker and was standing there, rapt. Arcibald had been chopping something. He stopped and poised his knife above the block.
"We Lorites are always making nuisances of ourselves," Moira said, "by pointing out that this or that idea was already come up with by someone else long ago. But now I do believe we shall have to broaden our sphere to include the plurality of worlds, and say, I'm terribly sorry, Frau Lodegear, but your idea was actually dreamed up by a bug-eyed monster on planet Zarzax 10 million years ago."
Laughter around the table.
Splendid,
Arcibald said. He turned and looked at me.
She's a closet Halicarnian, I said.
Exactly.
Frau Lodegear had seen the same thing and was trying to lodge an objection.
I'd say you can't know such a thing until you communicate with that bug-eyed monster or his descendants.
And then he went on to reiterate what he had said before. I rushed the salad out in the hopes that it would shut him up. Suramora didn't seem quite taken with his arguments, and Ignatha Forel was beginning to look a little frosted. Meanwhile, Archibald's Doyne, who happened to be seated next to Fra Jad, was leaning to exchange whispers with the Thousander. When first I'd seen this man, he had struck me as oddly familiar. Only when Archibald told me his name had I realized where I'd seen him before, standing alone in the chancel of St. Edhar, looking straight up at me. This was Fra Paphlagon.